You're listening to The Archer's Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sponsored by SwissWatchesDirect.co.uk. Brand new Breitling's, TAG Heuer's, Omega's and other brands at up to 25% off recommended retail price. For free delivery, ask for Adrian and mention The Archer's.
Why don't you just give Jennifer a ring?
Oh, I can't do that.
Well, all right, I will.
No!
Though I have to say, admiring her new kitchen fittings isn't my idea of a fun night out.
That's not the point.
Yeah, I know, it's the principle, but you've got to do something, Susan.
Me? Why?
Because it's bugging you, and you can't let it go.
There's nothing I can do.
Well, you can go round to Home Farm and say to Jennifer, we don't seem to have received our invitation.
I can't do that.
Well, she's not going to say, because I didn't send you one, is she?
But then I'll never know.
Know what?
If she meant it as a slap in the face.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know what I'll do. I'll drop round to Home Farm, casual-like, and I'll ask if I can have a look at her dishwasher or whatever, because I'm thinking of maybe buying a new one.
Right. I'll give you a lift, if you like.
What, now?
I'm just going over Bridge Farm for an hour.
Oh, come on,
before you lose your nerve. Oh, hello, Ed.
Morning.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you see Mike this morning?
Yeah.
How is he?
Yeah, he's still looking a bit rough.
Beth's still keeping him awake.
Yeah. Is Emma home?
No, she's just gone down the village with the kids.
Oh, okay. Is it all right if I make myself some coffee?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to ask.
You want some?
Talking of Emma...
No, Tar, just on my way out.
Have you decided what you're doing for her birthday?
Not really. No, I mean, I know she set her heart on this dress. She keeps leaving the catalogue open where I can see it.
Oh, it's so long since she's had any new clothes of her own.
Yeah, well, the kids always seem to be needing shoes or whatever.
And are you going out or anything?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Ed, you must.
If I buy her that dress...
She'll be 30. It's a big occasion.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best.
Oh, you could see if Adam's got anything else going. Have a word with him.
The thing is...
Although, I tell you what, Susan, why don't we treat them to an evening out?
No, look, you don't have to do that.
Oh, we'd like to, wouldn't we?
Well, yes, as long as you're not thinking of anywhere too fancy. Grey Gables or...
No, look, the Bull would be quite fancy enough for me.
Well, sure, we can run to dinner for you two at the Bull.
Thank you. That's really kind of you.
Then perhaps you'll be able to afford that dress.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
I can't imagine Sharon ever wrote a thank you letter in her life.
Oh, come on,
so Teddy. She's hardly going to have educated Rich in the niceties of etiquette.
He's always thanked us in the past.
Has he?
Every Christmas, every birthday, there's been a little note or something.
Well, he's a teenager now. Probably too busy chasing girls and playing with his phone. Can I have the rest of that coffee?
Yeah, help yourself. Anyway, are we going to this thing on Tuesday?
What thing?
About the road in the village hall.
I suppose we should. It's an exhibition, isn't it? Mm. The county council telling us how it's really good for the community to have the village carved in two by a trunk road.
There'll be some people there to answer questions too. It's part of the consultation process.
Is that what they call it?
Well, another opportunity to make our voice heard.
I suppose we might pick up a bit more information about the alternative routes.
Anyway, it's open all afternoon, so I'm sure we could spare half an hour.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go and check on Otto.
Oh.
What?
You are besotted.
No, I'm not.
You check on him at least half a dozen times a day.
Otto is, may I remind you, the key to our future.
And you've never spent quite so much money on a single animal before.
Worth every penny. You've got to admit it, Pat. Oh, damn it.
Oh, it's all right. I'll get you.
Well, it's not going to be for me anyway.
I'll see you later. Hello? Bridge Farm? Yes, speaking.
There you are, darling. A flask of good, strong coffee.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
What time did you finish last night?
Oh, midnight.
Oh, no.
Well, they didn't manage to get the combine sorted till about 3 in the afternoon. We were already running late before. Oh, and now we've lost another day and a half. Plus, I promised David I'd do the Brookfield wheat this week.
Well, you're not to let Charlie Thomas bully you.
Oh, please, God, don't let him be around today. Can't face another harangue like I got on Friday.
Well, it's really not fair.
What?
For him to put the blame on you. I mean, it wasn't your fault.
Oh, it was, Mum.
Oh, not entirely.
Yeah, entirely. I knew perfectly well that Ed hadn't had the proper training.
But you were only trying to do what Charlie wanted.
Yeah, that's the horrible irony of the situation.
Is that Susan?
You know, I was trying to keep the work going, to keep him sweet so that we wouldn't lose the contract.
Hey, what on earth's she doing here? Hello?
Morning.
Well, I'd better crack on.
Well, don't work too hard, darling.
Morning, Susan.
Morning.
Oh, this is a pleasant surprise.
Is it?
Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, the thing is, you see, I'm...
Oh, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh,
Only you haven't seen my new kitchen yet, have you?
I know it's pigs with you, Neil.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't admire a fine pedigree bull.
He is a beauty, isn't he?
Yeah. I always walk down this way when I come to see the pigs and say hello to Otto.
Pat thinks I'm going soft in my old age. But it's what farming's all about, isn't it, Neil? The best animals we can breed grazing on fine English grass. None of this cooping them up indoors, feeding them artificial God knows what.
Like a Barrow farm.
Yes. And as for their latest enterprise...
Oh, yes.
Another anaerobic digester with no consideration given to the wider issues.
Oh, I know.
It's us against them, isn't it? Proper farmers against the vandals intent on industrialising the countryside.
Talking of which, are you going to this roadshow thing on Tuesday about the new road?
No, I suppose, but I was just saying to Pat, I reckon it's all a PR exercise.
Well, we have to use every opportunity to try and get the plan overturned, though.
Susan's still on side, is she?
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course.
She was singing Charlie Thomas's praises the other day.
Oh, I know. She's got a bit of a blind spot about him.
I rather got the impression he'd won her over.
No, not at all. I mean, she's not against a bit of investment in local infrastructure, but when it comes to Route B, she's as determined
Tony,
as the rest of us.
Guess who that was?
Who what was?
On the phone. It was Rich.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice.
Anyway, I better get these pigs fed.
Yeah, cheers, Neil. See you.
Bye, Neil. I couldn't think who it was for a minute. His voice is broken. He's all sort of gruff and growly. Sounds quite different.
Well, he is 16 now.
He was very chatty. Thanked us for the birthday card and the money. And he asked after... Well, he asked after Tom.
Oh. What did you say?
Just that he'd called off his wedding and he's spending a bit of time abroad. And Rich was... Well, he was very mature about it. Said he was sorry to hear it and how difficult it must be for us. I asked him how he got on with his GCSEs and he said he didn't think he'd done very well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I get the impression he's not particularly academic. But the really sweet thing he said... No one calls him Rich anymore. He's decided he wants to use his proper name. Be John. After his dad.
Oh, Pat.
Only everyone calls him Johnny, apparently.
Johnny? That's nice.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
And what I really like about it, it doesn't look like some hyper-modern design.
No. I mean, it really doesn't look all that different.
Everything is up-to-the-minute technology, of course, but they've managed to retain the feel of a farmhouse kitchen.
Yes, lovely.
And look, see, they slide in and out like silk. Oh, sticking drawers. That was my Waterloo.
What?
Well, you know what I mean. The point at which you say, thus far and no further, something must be done.
Yes, well, actually...
Oh, anyway, Susan, would you, Would you like some coffee?
Oh, thank you.
So, you won't need to actually bother coming to the party, will you?
What?
Now that you've had a guided tour.
Well, the fact is, Jennifer...
No, to be honest, it's going to be a bit of a scrum. You know, I've had to invite absolutely everyone who's done us the least little favour over the recent weeks.
When you say everyone...
Look, do help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just praying that the weather will hold so that we can use the terrace... so I will understand if you don't want to come.
Don't want to?
Only I don't think I've had a reply from you, have I?
A reply?
Yeah. I did ask people to RSVP.
You never sent us an invitation.
What?
I assume it was an oversight.
Well, of course I sent you one.
Did you?
Oh, I distinctly remember writing the envelope and then I gave it to Adam.
To Adam?
Yes, who was going to give it to Ed.
Oh.
But of course, after what happened, is Ed all right?
Ed?
Mm-hmm. After that business with the Combine. Oh, he must be rather shaken.
He doesn't say much, Ed.
But anyway, you will come then, won't you, to the party?
Oh, I expect so. I'll just have to check my diary. Make sure I'm free that night.
Adam!
Oh, hello.
Oh, good. I'm glad I found you.
Look at that.
What's that?
Looks like an old bike frame.
Yeah.
Look, how could anyone just dump that in a field of wheat? Imagine if the sensor hadn't picked it up.
Nah, you'd have spotted it.
Oh, Charlie would have really hung me out to dry.
I'm so sorry, Adam.
You don't have to keep apologising.
I feel really bad.
But what's done is done. And it was my fault. I knew perfectly well you weren't qualified to take charge.
Even so.
Anyway, you wanted to see me?
Yeah. I just wondered. You did say originally that you could use me to do a bit of grain hauling, and I wondered if that was still on.
What?
Only I know you're going to be working crazy hours to catch up, and you see, it's Emma's birthday this week, and I'm so broke that I can't even afford to buy this dress she set her heart on.
No, Ed, I'm sorry.
Look, I know I messed up with the Combine, but I've been driving tractors all my life.
I really have no say in the matter.
What?
Charlie's the boss these days, and I'm afraid there's no way he'll have you back on the payroll.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
We will remember them.
Very moving, wasn't it? This year of all years.
Yes.
The names on the memorial seem to mean more, somehow.
100 years. And we're still remembering. Which is as it should be. I'm glad we're doing it.
Oh, Alan, thank you very much.
I hope it was appropriate.
Oh, yes.
It was very moving.
I love the pink and white flowers.
And the sprigs of rosemary.
Well, 100 years ago, red poppies had no significance.
Oh, of course.
Flanders Field had yet to come.
Yes.
Peggy, I suppose when you were growing up, it seemed like yesterday.
Yes. Everyone knew someone who'd gone. Sometimes whole families.
Will I see you this evening at the church?
Yes, of course.
I'm going to see how I feel later.
Yes. Well, it is going on till 11.
Now, Shula and I are going to have coffee in the ball. Will you join us, Peggy?
Oh, thank you, but I have my gardener coming round in half an hour.
Oh, I nearly forgot, Peggy. Jennifer mentioned you needed a lift into Borchester this afternoon.
Oh, it's only a hair appointment. I can easily change it.
Well, I shall be going in at about 2 o'clock, if that's any use to you.
Listen, don't worry about it. It's only a birthday.
Hey?
I said it's only a birthday.
It's a special one, though, isn't it?
Anyway, we're going out for a meal.
Yeah, only because of your dad's generosity.
And I'm getting an extra treat from Mum.
Yeah?
No, Kira, not on the flower bed. Yeah, good girl. Yeah, you know she was getting her knickers in a twist because she hadn't got an invite to Jennifer's party.
Yeah, she told me I was supposed to have had it.
Oh, I know.
Sure I didn't.
Anyway, the point is, it was all a misunderstanding. But Mum's so over the moon that she's decided to have a makeover for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at Fabrice of Felpersham.
What? What's that?
Oh, it's this dead posh beauty salon. And she's going to take me along for an extra birthday treat.
Oh, Em.
What?
I just feel so... I was so made up when I got that work from Adam. If I could just have done a couple of nights grain hauling, I could have bought you that dress and paid for the meal out as well.
Okay, but Ed, it's just a birthday.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, oh, Fallon.
Fallon, hi.
Oh, doesn't your garden look gorgeous?
Oh, thanks.
Emma, I just wanted to, well, test the waters, really. And feel free to tell me to get lost if you don't fancy it.
You're going to come and help me empty the grass box, Kira?
Well, if the thing at Loxfest goes well, I'm sort of hoping it will lead on to lots more bookings.
Oh, when are you setting up a tea room in Ambridge?
Well, that's the dream, you know, if I could ever find premises. But in the meantime, I'm hoping people will book me to do the pop-up thing, like at Loxfest. And I was just wondering, you know, if it takes off, would you be up for supplying cakes on a more regular sort of basis?
Me?
Well, you've got the skills.
Yeah?
And not just you, obviously. I mean, I'm hoping to get, like, a team of local bakers.
Wow.
Is that a yes?
Oh, you're kidding. Of course it is. Oh. I'd love to.
What's this?
I'm going to be a professional baker.
At least someone in this family is going to be earning some money.
Oh, Ed, it's not like it's going to be a regular wage.
And it might be nothing at all. This could all turn out to be a crazy pipe dream.
Yeah, a bit like my dairy business.
Oh, Ed, that's stupid. You're running that herd and you're selling the milk.
Yeah, no, I'm not making enough to give us a roof over our heads. Look, I got to go out, love.
What?
Just for an hour or so.
Where are you going?
See a man about a dog.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Paris for the weekend, isn't that sweet?
Now that's what I call a birthday treat.
Romance is not dead.
Not for Kenton, anyway. I'll be lucky if Alistair even remembers. Anyway, are you going to this thing in the village hall tomorrow?
About the road? Sure, I don't know. I'm not sure. I want to put myself through it.
Well, there is some good news.
Is there?
About this butterfly, the brown hair streak.
You don't think that's clutching at straws? It was only a passing shot in a film.
Well, Borsetshire Wildlife are taking it seriously. They've called in Butterfly Conservation to examine Starley's corpse.
Right. Well, I know David and Ruth will be there, so perhaps they can manage without me.
Ah, Jill!
Hello.
I was going to come round and see you this afternoon.
You'd be out of luck. I'm going over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, well, that was not important. Some other time.
No. What's it about?
Well, it's just about doing some more baking.
Oh.
Well, if the Loxfest thing takes off, if I get more bookings, well, I'm going to need an ongoing supply of homemade cakes.
Oh, sounds like a lot of work.
Well, I don't know how many, of course.
No, for Mum, I mean. She is 83, you know, Fallon.
Thank you for reminding me, darling.
Well, you do complain when you have to stand up for any length of time.
Complain, do I?
Yeah, about your poor old knees.
Right. Well, if it's too much to ask...
I'm afraid Shula's right, Fallon. There is a limit to how much I can do these days. But I love baking, as you know.
Well, that's what I thought.
And I'll be delighted to do what I can.
Do you want me to walk around with you, Peggy?
No, the hairdresser's only just round the corner.
Oh.
So I'll meet you back here in an hour. Will that be enough time for you?
Perfect. Oh, hello, Ed.
Oh, hello. How nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. I was just, had to... Bit of a temporary shortfall, you see.
It's all right, Ed.
It's Emma's birthday.
You don't have to explain.
You won't tell anyone you saw me?
No, of course not.
Thanks. Anyway, I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Ed.
What was all that about?
That shop Ed just came out of.
Borchester Moneymaker. What's that?
It's what used to be known as a pawnbroker's.
Oh, dear. Poor Ed.
Feels odd coming to church so late.
Yes. We only really do it at Christmas.
Yeah.
Now it's only just dark.
Mm. Lots of people round the green have lit candles, look.
Yes. It's moving, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, hello, Auntie Peggy.
Evening.
And isn't it a beautiful one?
Yes, Just look at those stars.
I wonder if the night sky was clear like this 100 years ago.
Oh, before I forget, Peggy, when I got home this afternoon, there was a message from Carol Tregoran to say she's going to be back in Ambridge next Sunday. And would you and I and Chris like to meet her for lunch on the Monday?
Oh, that'll be nice.
Do you know, there's a surprising number of young people here.
Yes. I assumed it'd be just us oldies.
No, the cathedral school's going to be singing.
And you're going to be doing a reading.
I am, yes.
You'll be fine, Mum. Come on, let's go inside.
No, 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 you can't come in.
What?
Close your eyes, close your eyes.
What's going on?
All right, you can open them now.
What are you up to?
Nothing.
Ed?
What?
I thought we agreed no birthday presents.
Yeah, but well, I had to get you a little something, didn't I?
Well, where did you get the money?
Oh, I found a few quid down the back of the sofa and I raided the kids' money boxes.
You borrowed it from your mum?
No, I did not. I just... Never mind where I got it from. I just want to show my girl a good time on her birthday. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you are lovely. Mm.
As we approach the 11th hour, when the last of our candles will be extinguished, let us pray, not just for those of this community who were killed in action, but also for the bereaved, the lost, the families which were shattered, the wounded, maimed, and injured, and those who held in silence, unspeakable memories of warfare.
Move him into the sun. Gently its touch awoke him once, at home, whispering of fields unsown. Always it woke him, even in France, until this morning and the snow. If anything might rouse him now, the kind old sun will know. Think how it wakes the seeds, woke once the clays of a cold star. Our limbs so dear achieved, our sides full-nerved, still warm, too hard to stir. Was it for this the clay grew tall? Oh, what made fatuous sunbeams toil to break earth's sleep at all?
Let's go to
Left a bit. Bit more.
Okay, that'll do. Spot on.
That looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
You want to stack a couple more on top?
No, best not push it. I'll take this lot back to the yard and unload.
I could do another couple of hours this afternoon, if that's any use to you.
Really?
To be honest, I'm glad to get out of the house for an hour or two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, much as I love my grandchildren, with the pair of them home from school and nursery.
Come on, Neil, you remember those summer days running wild and free?
No, how two small people can make quite so much noise.
I know what you mean. Ben's already complaining that he's bored.
Well, I suppose George will be like that in a couple of years.
Just you wait. Anyway,
when's your wheat going to be cut?
Well, it's supposed to be this week, but Adam's not picking up his phone.
Ah, well, they had a problem, I believe, with the combine.
Yeah, yeah, but that didn't take long to fix, did it?
No, it's a shame it happened, though.
Yeah. Anyway, better get these bales shifted.
Ah. Back about two, then.
That would be brilliant. Neil, are you going to this road show in the village hall?
Yeah, I thought I'd drop in later, yeah. Gotta keep the pressure up, haven't we?
I should leave it at that, chairs-wise. I don't imagine it's going to be the most popular element of the presentation.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're not open yet. It's not until 2 o'clock.
Yes, I am aware of that. Are you in charge here?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens, isn't it?
Gary Stevens, yes.
Yes, I remember you from the council meeting.
Oh, yes. Mrs...
Snell. Linda Snell.
Yes, indeed. Can I help you?
Well, I suspect it's rather the other way round. What are those chairs for?
For people to sit on.
To what purpose?
We're setting up for an event.
About the proposed new road. Yes, I'm very well aware of that.
Part of which is a short video presentation.
Ah, I thought as much.
What?
So you're intending to position your screen just here, are you?
Yes.
Hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. The afternoon sun shines through that window there.
Well, obviously...
Which will reflect off the screen.
We were intending to draw the curtains.
Adding gloom to the despondency you're already creating.
What?
I should explain, Mr. Stevens. I regularly produce the Ambridge Christmas Show.
That's very interesting.
Which means I am all too familiar with the awkward sight lines and quirky acoustics of this space. So if your aim is to engage your audience's attention and get your message across with maximum clarity, then you would do well to make use of my many years of experience.
So where would you position the video?
On stage, behind the curtain. Now, tell me, what is your principal message?
My what?
What, out of all the information you have to disseminate, do you particularly want to say?
And then me mum called.
What, this morning?
Well, I rang her last night, you see, and she wasn't there. I didn't think twice about it. She's always out and about somewhere. Turns out she'd had a fall and was in A&E.
No.
You know those steps out the back?
Yeah.
Well, she missed her footing, apparently, and bashed her leg. And it was bleeding so much, her neighbour insisted on driving her to the hospital.
Oh.
And do you want tomato with this or pickle?
Pickle, please.
Oh, I did offer to go up there.
What?
Well, she said no, of course. Insists she's fine and she's just got to take it easy for a couple of days.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
It's not like her, falling over.
Well, they are a bit treacherous, those steps.
Hmm.
Anyway, what did you do with Ben in the end?
I suggested he go and visit Freddie.
Oh, okay.
And he eventually conceded that riding his bike over to Lower Loxley might not be an entirely boring thing to do.
I don't suppose Elizabeth will thank you.
She'll be pleased to see him. He'll be a real sunshine with her.
Yeah, but from what Mum says, Lower Loxley is swarming with workmen. You know, erecting stages and lighting grids.
Well, you can get under their feet instead of mine. There you go, one cheese and pickle sandwich.
Oh, thanks. Oh, no.
I'll get it.
Oh, Ruth, I'm so glad I've caught you. May I come in?
Well, yeah, okay.
I have just had the most interesting...
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, Oh, you're having your lunch.
Oh, would you like a sandwich?
Oh, no, no, really. Well, look, I'll make this as brief as I can, but I had to tell you, I have just had the most interesting encounter.
Oh, have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Well, as I happened to be passing the village hall, I saw a Borsetshire County Council van parked outside.
Oh, right, they'll be getting ready for this afternoon.
Yes. So I stuck my head round the door, and I recognised that man, Stevens, who gave the presentation at the original meeting at the town hall.
Stevens, yeah.
Right.
He was there with a couple of assistants, setting up for this so-called roadshow, and he clearly had very little idea of how to make best use of the space, so I offered him my services.
What did he say?
Get lost, I should imagine.
I didn't give him the opportunity for that, David. Anyway, the result was that I had an extended preview of the entire event.
Really?
Mm.
And it became clear to me that the main thrust of the presentation was to sell to us the various benefits of Route B, whilst obviously playing down the disadvantages.
Which we've all heard a dozen times before.
But what we haven't heard before, Ruth, are the detailed pros and cons of Route C, brushing past Edgeley, and Route A through the Pennyhasset area, which Mr. Stevens was obviously intending to consign to some insignificant corner, since his exhibition is sited in the Route B neighbourhood.
Okay.
However, I have persuaded him to put them centre stage.
Have you now?
Yes, I have, because although we have all been extremely vocal in our opposition to Route B, we have been rather less so in advocating the alternative.
Or indeed arguing the case for a new road being quite unnecessary in the first place.
Yes, well, there is apparently a video about what Mr. Stevens described as the exigency of infrastructural renewal.
Why can't these people speak English?
No, I know. But as you say, Ruth, it is another line of argument we should pursue in case Thecla Betulai fails to deliver.
Who?
The butterfly.
Oh,
the brown hair streak, David.
Right.
Oh, I do wish we had confirmation. It will be such a perfect symbol for our campaign. This fragile creature whose very existence is threatened by the vandals of progress riding roughshod over its home.
I know just how it feels.
Oh, let's hope that Butterfly Conservation find the evidence. Anyway, I leave you to your lunch, but I shall be back at the village hall by 2 with Shula.
Are you going to be handing out save leaflets?
Oh, yes, at the door, to everyone as they go in.
Oh, great. I should be able to take over at about 4:30.
As you probably know, the lion's share of infrastructure funding goes to the South East. We in Borsetshire have been lobbying for years for this money.
And what made you think we need a completely new road?
There speaks a man who's never tried driving along the bypass in rush hour.
No, I know the traffic is awful, but why don't you just upgrade the existing road scheme?
That was the initial plan, and if you look at Route C, you will recognise that it is based on the existing A road.
Well, bits of it are, but it seems to wiggle about all over the place.
That's because there are certain immovable obstacles which prevent its being widened. On the outskirts of Borchester, for example, the current road passes through the long-established retail park.
Oh, and it's preferable to carve up the countryside, is it, rather than relocate a couple of DIY stores?
And then there is the site of the Civil War Battle of Edgeley, which, for obvious reasons, cannot be disturbed.
The sealed knot would be up in arms.
But it's okay to destroy an ancient woodland?
Ancient woodland?
I believe Mr. Carter is referring to Starley's Copse.
Oh, we're on to Route B now, are we? If, indeed, a section of ancient woodland does have to be felled, an equivalent number of trees will be planted. Our objective is that the area should suffer no net loss when it comes to biodiversity.
What about the butterflies?
What?
The brown hair streak.
Oh, sorry?
You disrupt their habitat, they're gone for good.
Yeah, conservation charities are investigating a sighting of a rare butterfly in the vicinity of Starley's Copse.
Oh.
You didn't know?
Nothing has been officially recorded as far as I know, and chances are it's some common or garden butterfly.
Oh, that's just wishful thinking on your part, Mr. Thomas, if you don't mind me saying so.
I'm simply saying we should keep an open mind.
Like I should keep an open mind about having a four-lane highway through the middle of me farm.
I don't understand why he's here at all.
Charlie Thomas?
Hmm.
Oh, he's keeping an eye on things for his boss.
Oh, I suppose so. What are they doing, those young people?
Wheelies.
That is no way to treat a bicycle.
Well, as long as it keeps them quiet.
Oh, hardly quiet. Must be intensely irritating for people living round the green.
Well, that's teenagers for you.
Oh. Is Ben a teenager now?
Not quite, no, but he's getting into practice. Anyway, I don't think anyone else is going to come, do you?
Probably not, no.
Shall we gather up the rest of these leaflets and go back inside?
Mm.
But the very existence of the road will trigger inward investment.
You're doing it again.
Inward investment?
What does that actually mean?
It means that employment opportunities will be opened up.
For local people?
Of course.
Excuse me, there's no of course about it.
Oh, marvellous. Mrs. Snell.
The road will be built by outside contractors and outside developers will be invited to tender for the service area and related businesses.
Exactly.
How is that going to benefit unemployed young people in the village?
There will be a cafe. There'll be retail outlets.
It's going to be Barrow Farm all over again.
Yes. I beg your pardon?
We were sold that huge development on the basis that it would create jobs.
And it has.
For the likes of you, maybe. Not for anyone local. At all.
If we could get back to discussing the road.
Indeed.
Mr. Stevens, there are many of us who feel that the road and the industrial scale of the development at Barrow Farm are two sides of the same coin.
That's categorically not true.
So you say.
Look, this is not about me, Mrs. Snell, nor about Barrow Farm. Everyone is here to talk about the road.
Yeah, in which your boss, Justin Elliott, has a substantial interest.
So I think it's best if I take my leave and let Mr. Stevens have the floor.
Oh, that's it. Just walk away.
Now, for those of you who wish to register objections and don't have access to the internet, there are forms here.
What the hell was that?
Charlie, are you all right?
What happened? You okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Who did that?
Some kid lobbed half a brick at the door just as I opened it.
Are you hurt?
No, it missed me by inches.
Did you see who it was?
No, but I'm damn well going to find out.
Is David around?
I'm not sure where he is at the moment, Ed. Have you tried his mobile?
No, well, I was just passing. I thought I'd, on the off chance.
You want me to give him a message?
Well, I was just wondering, only I know Neil's been helping him this week, shifting bales.
Yeah.
But Neil's pretty busy most of the time, what with the Bridge Farm pigs, and, well, you'll be having your wheat cut any day, won't you?
I hope so. It's ready to go, but we're still waiting to hear from Adam.
Yeah, there was a bit of a hold-up.
I heard about that.
But all I wanted to say was that if David needs a hand at all, with anything, really, then
what
perhaps
on
he
earth?
Could give us a call.
Yeah, okay.
What does he want?
I've no idea. Morning.
Morning, Ruth.
Well, I better go.
I'll see you, Ed.
Don't look so worried. Nobody's died.
The sight of a police car always makes me feel guilty.
Is your son Ben at home?
Ben? Why? What's he done?
No, we've tried that already. Yes, please. This afternoon, if possible.
Rob, are you busy? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that'd be great. If I'm not here, ask for Raf Mercado. Thank you.
Problem?
Oh, one of the feed loaders keeps jamming.
Right. Look, have you got a minute?
Not really, no. Is it urgent?
Well, how about lunchtime? Are you free? But why do we go to the ball? I'll buy you a drink.
Well, I was going to go home.
Well, is that absolutely necessary? I mean, I know how devoted you are to the lovely Helen, but surely she lets you off the leash on a working day?
What did you want to see me about?
Actually, I've got a favour to ask.
Oh.
And I've got wall-to-wall meetings this afternoon, so if you could just spare me half an hour.
It wasn't me.
So, who was it?
I wasn't even there.
That's not true, Ben. I saw you.
When?
When I arrived at the village hall. You were there on the green with Freddie and a bunch of other boys.
That was earlier.
So, how come Mr. Thomas identified you?
He must have made a mistake.
He said there were two of you.
He needs his eyes tested.
Ben?
Sorry.
You and another lad, a bit older.
Was it Freddie?
No.
How do you know, if you weren't there?
Who's Freddie?
Freddie Pargeter, his cousin.
From Lower Loxley?
Yeah.
So, if I go and ask Freddie Pargeter where you and he were at 7 o'clock last night...
He'll kill me if he thinks I told you.
So was it Freddie who threw the brick?
Ben?
He was only doing what you and Dad are doing.
What?
protesting about the road they're going to build.
Dad and I do not go around throwing bricks at people.
It was only half a brick.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
It wasn't aimed at that man. He just happened to open the door at the wrong moment.
So why did you throw it?
I didn't. I told Freddy not to.
Ah. So it was Freddy.
He said it was a protest.
There's a difference, Ben, between legitimate protest and vandalism.
We didn't vandalise anything.
There's a big dent in the village hall door, and you could easily have broken a window.
Or hit Mr. Thomas.
It was a really stupid thing to do, Ben, and I'm ashamed of you. I thought you knew better.
Sorry.
Maybe it's not just your mum you need to say sorry to.
I didn't do anything.
You were there, Ben, when the brick was thrown. Someone could have got badly hurt.
So are you going to arrest me?
No, not this time.
So you're very lucky. But I'm going to make a phone call, and you're going to prove how sorry you are.
So, Helen all right?
Yes, fine.
Is my name going to be mud for dragging you down the pub?
So what did you want to talk about?
And one pint of bitter shandy.
And can I order a ploughman, sir? Oh, what do you want to eat, Rob?
I'll just have a ham salad baguette.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
And some plain crisps.
Okay. That's 17.20 altogether.
Right. There you go.
Cheers.
Afternoon.
That was quick.
What's going on?
Well, it's okay, nothing to worry about. So, where is he?
The young man is coming down with his mother. She'll be here any minute.
What's this?
There was an incident last night involving Mr. Thomas. A bit of a stone throwing.
Who were you throwing stones at?
Thanks. No, I was the victim, or very nearly. And PC Burns here has been asked to facilitate a bit of restorative justice.
Restorative justice in my pub?
Oh, it won't disturb anyone, I can assure you.
Well, I think we ought to charge for this.
Yeah, shall we go and sit down?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring your food over when it's ready, okay?
Thanks.
Is Farlin around today?
I think she's gone to an auction in, somewhere or other.
Oh.
Do you want me to give her a message?
No, it's all right. So I'll give her a call later.
Oh, okay.
Only, I think I've found her the perfect vehicle.
Oh, I do hope so. Had to give the old VW a jump start again this morning.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the engine is knocking so hard, it sounds like there's a woodpecker trapped inside.
Well, this is a Morris 1000 van, and it looks in pretty good shape, so I'm guessing it's had a bit of restoration. Although the price is suspiciously low.
Oh, somebody's probably nicked the engine, then.
You want me to be there?
Hmm. If you possibly can.
Well, I thought... Well, we've arranged for Raff to be on hand.
Yes, I know. And if the punters have any questions about the cows and the management of the herd, I'm sure Raff can deal with them. But this open day is specifically about the AD, and Raff, well, he really doesn't have the necessary presentational skills.
Well, surely you're going to be there.
I am.
So can't you do it?
I just think it would be better coming from you. To be honest, I haven't been near the digester since you first showed me round.
That was months ago.
Whereas you work with the thing every day.
Well, I don't have much to do with it.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay.
This is Ben Archer.
Yes, I know. Hello, Ben.
I'll get out of your way.
No, it's all right, Rob. This won't take a minute.
Yeah, I'll just be over by the bar. And you know his mother, Ruth?
I certainly do.
Hello.
Now, this is Mr. Thomas, Ben. And I think you have something to say to him.
Sorry.
What was that? I didn't quite hear you.
Sorry.
Why did you do it, Ben?
We didn't mean to hurt anyone. It was meant to be a protest.
A protest?
Against the road.
I see.
Which is going to cut through the middle of our farm.
Well, I can understand why you're not happy about that, Ben, but throwing bricks isn't going to help.
I didn't throw it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, whoever did sling it at the door, do you think that's a good way to show how you feel about the road?
No.
Of course it's not.
And if I or somebody else had got hurt, you'd have actually damaged your cause, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So you take a leaf out your mum's book. Argue as much as you like, but don't go throwing things.
Or getting involved with anyone else who's behaving like that.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Can I go now, please?
All right. Go on. Off you go.
Mum?
Go on. Back up to the farm. I'll see you there.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's over. Forgot.
Thanks.
Right. Well, I'd better go and round up the other culprit.
Oh, dear.
You did the right thing. Getting him to apologise.
Mm. Well, he won't forget that in a hurry, will he? Thanks for coming down. Gave it a bit of extra clout.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyway, I better be off. Bye for now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
I hope he's learned his lesson.
Oh, poor kid, he looked so embarrassed.
Good. So he should be. Anyway, getting back to Sunday, this open day.
You really think I should be there?
I'm convinced that you're the best man for the job.
Okay.
You'll do it?
The only thing is, well, look, I can talk about the existing AD, that's fine, but this is all about selling the idea of a second one, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is going to be rather different.
Only that it's somewhat larger and will supply even more green energy to the grid.
And it's going to run on waste brought in from elsewhere.
You can leave that bit to me.
But that's the crucial difference, isn't it? And it's... Well, it's outside my remit, really. It's nothing to do with my operation on the farm.
I expect you to be supportive of it, though.
I think the new one is going to be much more controversial.
Do you? Well, in that case, we're going to be relying on you to counter that controversy, as the man in charge on site.
It's a completely separate enterprise.
Sorry, are you refusing to cooperate with this, Rob?
I'm just stating facts.
Are you now? Well, I think you'll find that BL's going to take a dim view if you're not prepared to back them on an exciting new venture right on your doorstep.
Right.
So make sure you're ready to answer the questions, okay? No smell, clean, efficient, reducing the need for fossil fuels, good for the environment, and giving Ambridge a proud role in making the planet a little better. You think you can do that?
I'll do my best.
I think you should be very proud.
Oh, stop it, Ken.
Yeah, Ben's turning into a right little freedom fighter. Yeah.
First, the effigy of Justin Elliot.
We made it perfectly clear to him after that incident that it wasn't funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Not when it ended up on the front page of the Echo.
Hello, Ed.
Hiya.
Don't often see you in here.
I was just looking for Jazza, actually.
Oh, haven't seen him, I'm afraid.
I called at the house and Jim said that he was...
What?
Charlie Thomas. I want to have a word with him.
Oh, Ed, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why?
Well, after what happened.
Yeah, probably better to let sleeping dogs lie, don't
probably.
You think?
Probably.
Yeah, no, Ed.
I'm going to give it a go.
Oh.
So you want me to make people feel that they have a stake in making the thing work?
In making Ambridge a greener place, exactly. Instill a sense of ownership.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
What do you want?
I just, I wanted to say sorry about what happened.
Oh, you're sorry? Well, that makes everything all right then, doesn't it?
No, I know, I screwed up pretty
we
badly.
We lost 36 hours of combining time. Do you have any idea what that cost us?
I do.
Not to mention the repairs to the machine.
Yeah, look, I know that you're never going to let me near the combine again. I know that. But Adam did say that he'd put some grain haul in my way, and...
Oh, did he indeed?
And now I have to ask you, and...
Is that what he said?
Look, I could really do with a bit of extra work just now.
You've got a nerve. Really have.
Look, I know you're a bit short of people willing to work nights.
Do you honestly think that I'm ever going to give you a job again?
Well, like I said...
Hang on, Charlie.
I'm not letting you within spitting distance of any sophisticated farm machinery. You're just not good enough.
What did you say?
That's a bit unnecessary.
Just because you've got some fancy college degree, that doesn't make you a farmer.
Yeah, calm down,
I've been
mate.
Driving tractors since I was 8 years old.
Yes, and I've seen you. Believe me, Ed, I've learned the hard way. Don't let some local yokel
Charlie.
Con you into giving him work.
That's it,
Ed, leave it.
Put your hands off.
No, come with me now.
Fuck, you heard him. Yeah, you heard him.
Go on. Can you believe that? I mean, what sort of numbskull
Charlie.
Thinks he can trash a piece of machinery worth a fortune
Calm
and get away
down.
With it? I mean, half a mind to...
Shut
go
up!
On. What?
Shut up. Sit down. Listen to yourself. What were we saying before Ed turned up just a few minutes ago?
I don't know. I'm...
About how we need to engage with the locals, get them on side.
Well, what about it?
Calling them yokels in the middle of the pub is not going to help, is it?
Ah, there you are.
Yeah, I woke up really early. Knew I wasn't going to go back to sleep.
You could have brought me a cup of tea.
Oh, you were still out for the count.
Mm. What were you worrying about this time?
Oh, just, you know, everything. Plus I got to brief the lovely Geraldine.
Oh, dear.
I mean, she's perfectly nice and competent, but, well, you know what Lower Loxley's like.
Not like working in a regular office, is it?
No. Anyway, gonna make an early start. See you later.
What time will you be back?
No idea.
You haven't forgotten, we're going out.
What?
Oh, Roy.
Oh, the ball, is that tonight?
You promised.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I'll be there.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Ed.
You all right?
Oh, getting too old for this game.
Oh, don't say that, Mike.
Yeah? I'm hanging on by my fingernails as it is. It was hard enough buying Emma a decent birthday present.
Oh, that's a shame. Look, I can lend you 20 quid if that's any
use. No. Thanks for the offer, but I already got a bit of a loan.
Oh.
It's just, well, it's harvest time, right? Usually there's loads of casual work going, but, well, you heard about the disaster with the combine.
Oh, yeah. Well, bad luck, that.
That bloke who's in charge up there now.
Charlie Thomas?
Well, I had a bit of a run-in with him last night.
Did you?
Only asked if there was any chance of the odd shift grain hauling. He goes off on one and calls me a yokel.
He what?
The only trouble is...
I'd have punched his lights out.
Freddy?
What?
I haven't finished yet.
Oh.
Have you any idea how serious all this is?
Of course I have. Haven't I just come back from the police station?
Oh, I hope you were listening to everything they said.
Of course I was.
Well then, it's no good telling me that you won't apologise. You have to.
I didn't hurt anyone.
But you might have. You could have been in serious trouble, Freddy. Even more serious than the trouble you're in now. You've committed a public order offence, for heaven's sake.
Oh, leave me alone, Mum.
I won't. Any more than Ruth is leaving Ben alone. You're not getting away with this.
Ben didn't get arrested, did he? Ben didn't get hauled down to the police station to stand there while they had a go at him.
Yeah, because he wasn't the one who threw the brick. No, Freddy, I'm not having that. You're not blaming all this on Ben.
He should have kept his big mouth shut.
Both of you were seen. He's taken his punishment. It wasn't easy. If he can do it, so can you.
No, Mum. I'm not grovelling to some bloke I didn't even hit.
You haven't taken it in, have you? You don't have a choice, Freddy.
Yes, I do.
Look, the consequences for you will be very serious if you don't. PC Burns is coming over. And just like Ben, you will apologise to Mr. Thomas. And in the meantime, your allowance is stopped.
What?
And if you don't cooperate with PC Burns, you're grounded for the next month.
Oh, Mum, what is your problem?
My problem.
Uncle David and Auntie Ruth were down there yesterday, protesting about the road. What have you done?
Freddy, I have no choice in the matter. As you well know, for the sake of the business, I'm not taking sides.
For the sake of the business?
I'm so ashamed of you. I don't know what your father would have said.
Dad, I can tell you what he'd be doing. Would he be making excuses about Lower Loxley, staying neutral? I don't think so.
Freddy, please.
He'd be standing shoulder to shoulder with Uncle David, and he wouldn't be just chucking a brick. He'd be lying down in front of the bulldozers, and you could tell that's a PC Burn.
Oh, Ed. Oh, I thought you said you couldn't afford it.
Well, it is a special birthday. I couldn't let it pass without getting you something, could I? You going to put it on for me?
Yeah, this evening when we go out. I'm so looking forward to it. It's ages since we went out, just the two of us.
And here's a little something else.
Another present?
Ah, it's only tiny.
Oh, Ed, that's gorgeous.
Well, I had a bit left over after I bought the dress. And my mum said that 30 years was pearls.
It's beautiful.
And basically he was arrested and given a hefty talking to.
Good grief.
He hated it, and he's completely unrepentant.
Is he?
They've told him he has to apologise. I mean, he's so lucky that's all they're making him do, but he refuses point blank.
So sorry.
He had a real go at me about...
Oh, Elizabeth.
Sorry. Sorry, it's just so unlike him.
Yeah.
He started talking about Nigel.
Oh.
He thinks his dad would have put up a proper fight against the road, unlike me, you see. I mean, in his eyes. Well, he really despises what I'm doing.
No.
That's how it sounded.
He idolises Nigel. You know that.
Of course, he does. But what he doesn't understand... The reason I have to work so hard and make these decisions is to keep this place going for him. It's his inheritance.
Yeah. So, where is he now?
I don't know. He stomped off towards the Arboretum.
He's probably hanging out with the workmen down at the main stage.
He's got to go and apologise. That's the punishment they've given him, if he doesn't. But he won't listen.
Mike?
What time is it?
Oh, just after 12.
Oh, my Lord, I shouldn't be here. I should be over Grange Farm by
no.
now. With the bottling,
it's all right, it's Thursday.
Is it?
Rosa does it today.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I only called round to check you're all right for this evening.
What's happening this evening?
You said you'd babysit.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
I've hardly spoken to Roy for the last couple of months.
Working all hours, isn't he?
Yeah. So I thought if we could sit down together over a meal, we might actually get to have a conversation.
Yeah, good idea.
Are you all right?
Sorry, I keep doing this.
What?
I'm so knackered after the milk run, I fall asleep on the sofa.
Is Beth still keeping you awake at night?
Oh, ain't just that, though.
Isn't it?
Well, I've been back at work for nearly a fortnight. Should be in the swing of things by now, but... just don't seem to have the stamina no more.
Of course you have.
And what Vicky says, she reckons I should retire.
What?
Freddie!
What the hell's it got to do with you anyway?
Maybe nothing at all.
That's right.
But if you'd seen your mum yourself...
Leave me alone. Mum's the boss around here.
No, just... look here, Freddie. You just be careful what you say.
What do you mean?
Yes, we work for your mum. But me and Hayley, we're friends of the family too. I've known you since you were born, and I'm telling you are way out of line.
I'm doing what my dad would have wanted me to do.
What? You're getting into trouble with the police? You're making your mum cry? That's what Nigel would have wanted, is it?
Don't you dare talk about my father.
Oh, you think he'd be proud of you, is that it?
I said don't talk about him!
I'll tell you what would make him proud of you.
Stop it!
Admitting when you've got it wrong. Being a man.
Shut up!
Not making things worse for your mum when she's doing her best to get everything right. When she's working long days and sometimes half the night to keep Lower Loxley safe and profitable. All for you.
Oh, Emma is gorgeous.
And the pendant.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. I'm a very lucky girl.
There you are. I don't know what's keeping Roy.
Well, where is he?
At work. I never get to see him these days. Yeah, and even tonight when I make, like, an appointment.
Oh, dear.
I made sure he put in his diary and everything. And still he rings me to say he's running late.
Oh. Thank you, Freddie. Roy, what did you say to him?
Not much, really. Just told him he had to man up and take responsibility for his actions.
I'm so grateful. I don't know how I managed to get it so wrong.
Oh, come on. You're a great mum. It's just his age, honestly. We had all this with Phoebe.
Oh, he so needs a father. He listened to you when he wouldn't give me the time of day.
Well, I'm here. I'm perfectly willing to be a father figure.
That's really kind.
You only have to say the word. You know how I feel about you and your kids, and I just can't stop thinking and imagining how things might be.
No, stop it, Roy. Look, we've agreed. We can't, but you have your own family to think about.
And if I didn't?
What?
What if I left Hayley?
No, you mustn't think like that. You love Hayley and your kids. And I would never forgive myself if I came between you. I'm very grateful for your help with Freddie. You've been wonderful. But that... It has to be as far as it goes.
Oh, poor Hayley.
Still hasn't turned up.
No, she's been sitting there on her own this whole time. She can't still be at work, surely. Shall I ask her to come and sit with us?
What, am I that boring?
No, of course not. I just feel sorry for her. Hang on, here he is. Oh, dear. He does not look happy.
Don't stare, Em.
Unlike me and you.
What?
We're happy, aren't we? You and me?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Oh, come on, love. What is it? You've been really down all evening.
I'm sorry.
Just tell me.
Oh, it's the same old story.
What? Living with Mum and Dad?
Yeah. I mean, it's not... I'm really grateful. And they've been brilliant.
But?
It was supposed to be for, you know, a few months. It's been over a year and a half now. We're still no nearer to getting a place of our own.
It was buying my present brought this on, wasn't it?
I just want to give you everything you deserve.
You do, Ed.
I feel like such a loser.
No.
Barely scraping a living. Can't provide a decent home for my own family.
That's not what matters.
It does to me.
I love you, Ed. I love our kids. I love our life together. It's all I've ever wanted.
Morning, Kenton.
Oh, hello.
Many happy returns.
Thank you.
Shouldn't you have done that earlier?
Yes.
Before the sun got onto the hanging baskets?
Yeah. Jolene's been on at me about it all morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just haven't had a moment.
Right. I'm just on my way to see Linda about this open day on Sunday.
What?
Up at Barrow Farm. About the anaerobic digester.
Oh, that.
I don't suppose you'd be interested in coming.
Pat, there is nothing I would like better.
Really?
But unfortunately, I shall be in Paris.
Paris?
May we? Jolene is taking me for the weekend. Birthday treat.
Lucky you.
Oh, I'll tell you who will be interested, though. Jim Lloyd.
Oh, yes.
He was in the pub the other week and gave Brian a right old going over about it.
Did he? Morning, Fallon.
Oh, hello.
You just off?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, to look at a possible new van. The old one's on its last legs.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, cheers, Pat.
Bye.
See ya.
Shouldn't you have done that earlier, Kenton?
The next person who says that, I'm going to turn this hose on them.
Oh, okay. How's the Panama?
Ah, well, the Panama is a triumph. Keeps the sun off my face to perfection.
And looks very stylish.
Yes, I shall be able to hold my head high, strolling down those Parisian boulevards.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Shula. Oh,
hello, sis.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, look, I must be off. I have to see a man about a van.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you. Love the hat.
Birthday present from Fallon.
Ah.
Vintage, of course.
And you're off to Paris this evening.
Yep.
Lucky old you. Bit more than I got from Alistair.
Oh. Well,
though I did get a gorgeous bouquet of flowers from Dan.
They let him out long enough to find a florist.
I expect he did it online. But it's the first time he's ever bought me flowers. Ooh. Fallon's not having much luck starting that van, is she?
Oh, I should be glad to see the back of that thing. Well, she's going to be begging me for a jump start any minute. Oh, hurrah. Well, have you got time for a birthday drink?
Yeah, why not?
Great. Nearly finished here.
Okay. Kenton? Shouldn't you have watered those earlier, before the sun got round?
Right.
No!
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. I know you're keen on all things, Fallon, but there's vintage and there's clapped out.
Oh, don't be rude about my lovely old van. Could tell you some stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You have to ask the van.
Well, it was time it was sent to the camper van graveyard.
Anyway, I hope you haven't come all this way on another wild goose chase.
Yeah. Oh, it should be just down here on the right.
Oh,
yeah. The old rectory.
sorry.
Oof. Will we ever make it home again? Oh, look. That must be it, the Morris van.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you sure you got the price right?
Only three owners. It's been with his family for 25 years.
It's obviously been loved.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's have a closer look.
He wouldn't admit it, of course, but I think Dave was secretly quite proud of Ben.
Mm. Ruth wasn't.
Oh, no, she was pretty hacked off with him, poor little chap. And have you spoken to Elizabeth?
She was beside herself. They took Freddie to the police station.
Yes.
He's only 14, for heaven's sake.
It's been an uphill struggle, she said.
I bet.
But after threats and police intervention, he's braved it and apologised to Mr. Charlie Thomas.
Good.
I don't think he'll do it again in a hurry.
No. Well, at least Dan never got arrested.
Obviously destined for a life in the military.
Destined to do well at university, I thought.
How's he getting on?
Oh, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. Is he still yomping up mountains, carrying a wardrobe?
Well, not today. Actually, it's the end of his first term.
Well, does he get a holiday?
Oh, not yet, no.
Oh, so what, was it time off for good behaviour?
Well, today they've got the Sovereign's Parade.
Ooh, what's that then?
Oh, it's the passing out ceremony for everyone who's finished their year's training.
All right.
And then the rest of them all move up a term.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello.
Ah, two for the price of one. Happy birthday to you both.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Any chance of a sandwich?
Yes, sure.
Jazza does have a rather unfortunate habit of emptying the bread bin and failing to replenish supplies.
All right. What would you like?
Ham on brown with English mustard, please.
Okay. I'll just give Frieda a shout.
Mm. I don't know how you've put up with him all this time.
Who?
Jazza.
He's remarkably entertaining for someone who's hardly read a book in his life. Which reminds me.
What?
The book.
What book?
Birthday present. I gave it to Alistair to give to you.
Did you?
A slim volume of verse that I thought was rather up your street.
Oh, Jim, that's so kind of you, but I haven't seen it, I'm afraid.
Ready in a couple of minutes, Jim.
Brain like a sieve, my son.
What's this?
Oh, Alistair. He didn't pass on the present Jim left for me.
I shall have to have words with him.
Oh, Jolene would have me strung up on a lamppost. Drink, Jim.
Oh, might as well, since I'm here. Half of Shire's, please.
Okay.
How about you, Shula?
Oh, I better not have any more. I've got a lesson in half an hour.
Oh, maybe later.
Well, that reminds me, Jim. I was talking to Pat earlier on, and she was trying to recruit people for this open day thing on Sunday.
Oh, the communal outing to view the wonder that is Bellow Farm anaerobic digester.
Oh, well, I told her you'd be interested.
She's already rung me.
There's a meeting here this evening.
To plan strategy, so Pat informed me.
Are you coming?
I said I would, yes.
Oh, I'll see you later then.
Aren't you going out tonight?
No. Alistair's got some vets meeting in Borchester.
That man really needs to sort out his priorities.
I don't mind.
Well, I shall definitely buy you that drink.
What do you reckon?
It is a joy to drive.
Anything would be a joy after that old camper.
Oh, shut up.
I love these round wing mirrors.
They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, can you actually see anything in them?
Yes. Clear view of the road behind.
Excellent. So, are you going to buy it?
Probably.
Only probably.
Well, it's a bit more than I can afford.
But what a bargain. Vintage vans in this condition. Well, they're usually loads more.
Yeah, I know, but I can't spend money that I haven't got.
You'll get a few bob for the VW.
What, even in the state it's in?
Yeah, the flavour of the month.
Do you think the owner would accept a lower offer?
No harm in asking.
I hear you arrested Freddie Pardity yesterday.
Oh, word gets about in Ambridge, doesn't it?
Poor Freddie.
He's in good company, isn't he?
Hey! I bet he was pleased.
His mum certainly wasn't.
Oh. Well, she was there too, was she?
Yeah.
Batting her eyelids at you.
What?
Like she was last week.
Oh, Fallon, she was not.
Oh, come on. Surely you noticed.
You could learn a lot from her, you know.
Well...
she's a very astute businesswoman. I mean, she runs that place virtually single-handed.
She's a bit old for you.
Well, maybe I like a mature woman.
Well, are you going to ask her out, then?
What? No. Of course not. Why would I do that?
Well, I just thought, you know.
What?
Nothing.
I don't understand you, Fallon. Are you saying you don't want to see me anymore?
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, of course I want to see you. I just...
Just not very much.
No, I've got so much on at the moment. What with my tea tent at Locksfest and getting the business up and running and deciding whether to buy this van or not. Shall I?
What?
Buy it.
It's up to you. Do you want to meet up for a drink tomorrow?
I really can't. The mum and Kenton are away, so I'm in charge of the pub.
Oh. Okay, can you drop me at the end here, please?
What?
I'm on duty tonight, so there's no point in me coming all the way back to Ambridge.
A little bit chaotic in there.
But Kenton and Jolene got away all right.
Finally. Fallon will bring our drinks out in a minute.
Anyway.
Yes, to business.
Do you mind me sitting in?
Of course not. Birthday treat for you.
Well, what's going to happen is we'll be shown around the existing AD, which is doing exactly what an AD should, disposing of the on-site waste on-site.
But then they'll try and sell us the idea that the new one will be exactly the same, only larger.
Which, of course, is a complete lie.
So they're going to bring in chicken manure and supermarket waste.
Which will have to be stored somewhere. It's going to stink to high heaven.
Imagine the flies on a hot sunny day.
Oh, don't. And of course it's all going to be trucked in through the village.
So stinking flies will be passing right by my front door.
And there are already enough tankers and feed lorries to and from Barrow Farm.
Yeah, it's noticeably busier.
Trucks full of chicken manure rumbling by while all the children are getting off the school bus. Oh, Fallon.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, so how was the van you went to look at?
Oh, great. I got into this long discussion with the owner about its history, but he did end up knocking a couple of hundred off the price.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah. An old Morris 1000. It's beautiful.
Another classic. How delightful. Mm. Is it here? Can we see it?
No. The mate who was supposed to drive it back, he had to go to work. I'll go and fetch it next week.
Hope it's a bit more reliable than my old Riley.
Oh, and you forgot your change, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good evening.
Cheers, Jim.
Your very good health.
And many happy returns, Sheila.
Oh, thanks. Oh, a beautiful evening and a large glass of wine.
And a fascinating conversation about slurry.
Yes, what could be nicer?
What I don't understand is why. Do they think we're all so preoccupied with the prospect of the road that we won't notice them slipping another industrial eyesore under the radar?
Oh, well, money, I suppose. Mm.
They'll get such a good tariff for feeding power into the grid.
Mm. And then once it's up and running, it's money for nothing.
What about the stuff that's left at the end of the process?
Well, the digestate. It's used as fertiliser.
Do they sell it?
I think they just put it back on the fields, but I don't know.
I might look into that.
And is Charlie Thomas doing the presentation?
I assume so. And he'll probably have the press on board. He usually does.
Could you invite one of your nephews to heave the odd brick, do you think?
Don't even joke about it, Jim.
Well, we must do something. He's a very plausible young man, Charlie Thomas.
Yes, and have you seen the effect he has on Susan?
Yes.
So, we need to think of some other way to throw him off balance. I wonder.
Thank you.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.